This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today, we have a scheduled Lugash debate series because this has been bubbling for a while. A year and a half ago on Evident Tiki, we declared that Jalen Brunson had dethroned Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Judge. As the king of New York. That had happened. That Jalen Brunson had become the undisputed king of New York sports. That was all the way back on February 2nd, 2024. That was a year and a half ago. And for whatever reason, this gets kind of relitigated. Judge plays well, relitigated. Brunson plays well, relitigated. Well, Judge sucks, relitigated.
It also gets brought up because I think it's become accepted fact that Jalen Brunson is the king of New York, except for in the mind of Sean Morash.
No, he's right.
And so every time Jalen Brunson does something, I don't know, not too excellent, Sean starts to like pipe up about Aaron Judge.
Yeah, like see, like throughout the Knick playoff run.
Gotta earn it back.
It Judge. Was always about Sean dethroning Jalen Brunson. Like, throughout this entire run, even where I'm like, pipe down. Wait till it's over. Mm-hmm. When it's over, we'll let you have your voice. So here today on June 4th, 2025, we declare an official Lugash debate series. Who is the king of New York sports? We have flipped a coin. Sean Morash won the coin toss, which allows him to either go first or go second. It is your choice, Sean. Would you like to go first or second?
I'll go second.
Deferring to the second
I'm
half.
Deferring to the second. I'll take the wind, Tiki.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Interesting. So the rules are Tommy will get a minute, Sean will get a minute, and then they could yell at each other.
But before I go here, you're a big wrestling fan, Evan. You know the war games, right? The concept of that. If you don't, it's a good guys versus bad guys, 4-on-4.
Yeah.
The heels always win the coin toss. Sean always wins the coin toss. Either I always go first or he always wins the coin toss.
I can't explain coin tosses. Okay. Maybe the luck isn't your way, but he genuinely won coin toss.
All right.
You're arguing about the coin toss?
I'm not. I took the wind.
So you each have a minute. Can you pump up that Lugash debate series theme song one more time? Because that's literally my... It's very freaky.
It is, but it's kind of catchy.
Yeah. Lugash debate series. Lugash debate series. King of New York, Jalen Brunson, Aaron Judge, Tommy Lugauer, your 1 minute on the clock begins right now.
Jalen Brunson is the king of New York because he brought the Knicks to a place they haven't been in 25 years, the Eastern Conference Finals. He has brought the Knicks to a place consistently that they haven't been in decades. That is relevancy. Aaron Judge is just another great player in the long line of great players that have played for the Yankees. And unlike some of those players, he doesn't get it done in the big spot. Aaron Judge leaves tomorrow. The Yankees still win 90 games. They're still in the playoffs, and they're probably still going to the World Series. Jalen Brunson has brought the Knicks back to prominence. And remember, Jalen Brunson took a hometown discount to be here. He wants to be the king. He wants his kingdom and the people in the kingdom to see the king. Aaron Judge flirted with another team. We forget that. Aaron Judge wanted to take his ball and go home to San Francisco.
All right, your time is up. Sean Moraz, your minute begins now.
Tommy, you know where this plastic bottle goes? In the recyclable, like all the takes you just regurgitated for the same last year and a half. Aaron Judge is so good and so elite, he's on his way to his third MVP, which somehow hurts his kingship because we expect more while expecting less from Brunson. How could Jalen Brunson be the king of New York when he's not even the king of his own room? His own father's closer to the head of the table. It's okay. Mayor Adams loves him. He's going to keep that street name up. It's called Prince Street. Good pizza there as well for the pity party all the Knicks fans get to have that Jalen Brunson failed. You want to say Judge chokes in the postseason? Guess what? 19 points in an elimination game. Game 4, 2 measly points in the fourth quarter. Halliburton was right. Brunson didn't just choke for the king of New York. He choked for the city. He choked for his team. He's not the king. Get lost.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I had 8 seconds to go. All right, Tommy, you're retorting. There are no rules. You can yell at each other.
Yeah, I mean, Jalen Brunson, you could cite the 19 points. You could cite some of his fourth quarter performances in the playoffs. Aaron Judge was such a total zero in the World Series and throughout the postseason run that it was embarrassing to watch. He contributed squat douche. He did nothing. And remember, when you look at the Knicks and you look at that basketball team, they have the biggest piece of the pie in this town, meaning there's 95% Knicks fans, 5% net fans. So when you are the top Knicks player, you are the king.
You know what Jalen Brunson did for the next 2 weeks of basketball here? He made it boring. So take this salt, because you're nice and salty, Tommy. And just understand this. Aaron Judge hasn't gotten Aaron Boone fired. What happened to Tom Thibodeau?
And the Yankees were a complete laughingstock after the Dodgers dog-walked you. They basically mocked you on their podcast for 3 or 4 months straight. And who's at the lead of the table? Aaron Judge.
Good.
Who hasn't done squat as far as getting to a World Series without Juan
Soto. Recycle the same takes because you have nothing left.
No, it's not.
Facts are the
Aaron
facts.
Aaron Judge, I hope he hits 500 homers this regular season because he's still going to stink when it matters the most because he doesn't have what it takes to get it done in October. We've seen that
Tommy,
time and time
past
again.
You. There's another pacer running past Brunson because he doesn't know how to play defense.
Team sport. When it's baseball, you are at the plate by yourself.
Yeah.
When a fly ball comes your way to center field and, oh, you drop it. That's on you. Jalen Brunson is playing a team game. Baseball, albeit a team game, it is an individual sport.
I'm done here. I mean, he's been dog-walked enough.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, there it was. Lou Gehrig debate series between Tommy and Sean Tiki.
It was interesting.
Your thoughts?
Sean had a lot of quips.
Yeah.
A lot of digs that were, I don't know, like pre-written type of thing.
Does that hurt him in your mind?
I don't know if it hurts him because they were entertaining, right? They kind of furthered his point, whereas Tommy was given a lot of the same arguments. Tommy could have used more of the the clutch metrics that we know about Jalen Brunson, the things that make him one of the great historically all-time clutch players in the game, even in the postseason, when you count the guys that have done it before, Kobe Bryant and Shaq and obviously Michael Jordan, etc. We know how good he is. Tommy didn't address it. Like, he left out, he missed an opportunity, I think. But Sean was, I kind of like being entertained by these.
Wow.
Sean entertained me.
So you're giving the victory to Sean?
Sean.
It's a victory for Sean, according to Tiki. Look, this is, what's always challenging is that I have my opinion. Right? My opinion, and I've made it clear since we started this, is that Jalen Brunson is the king of New York. I completely agree with Tommy. But I got to tell you, there was evidence in this Lou Gehrig debate series that one person wanted it more. They just, you know how in the Nick Pacer series we heard that a lot? Yeah. They wanted it more. They came out with more effort.
I feel a troll coming.
I think that Sean wanted it more. I think he spent months preparing this, which is kind of a troll of him, but also a compliment to him. I kind of agree with Sean. I think he dog walked Tommy. I think that this was a non-competitive beatdown, even though I disagree with him.
Tommy, I hate to do this to you.
Yeah. I mean, this is unanimous. It is now 7-5, Sean, because I do believe Sean Morash handily defeated Tommy Lugauer.
Thank you.
In this Lugash debate series.
Thank you. Tommy, you want to go take a picture outside Prince Street now?
Part of the debate series.
You good now?
Yeah, I'll get to you in a second.
Good for the summer,
Tommy,
now?
Part of why we do this, obviously, to entertain, but we have stated the rules are after the loser is supposed to be gracious about his loss,
yes,
which I am every single time.
You have been, yes.
I asked if you wanted to take a picture. That's more than
and
gracious.
Big Mouth isn't. Now in wins, he's going to take shots at me. There's only so long that I'm going to stay silent with this. I think out of the respect of the Lou Gehrig debate series and the rules, I will keep my mouth shut. But I don't know how many more times I got to take shots from him when he loses and when he wins.
He's going to keep his mouth shut. It's the first time in 6 weeks.
I want to defend Tommy now that I buried him in the debate. I think that Tommy, over the last 6 weeks, has been consumed, rightfully so, with his basketball team. He has been consumed with it. He's gone to games. We've gone on trips together. He loves his New York Knicks.
Emotionally affected.
Emotionally affected not only by the loss, but the firing of Tom Thibodeau. I saw it in his eyes yesterday when the news broke. Sean Morash has been stewing for, like, I would say 2 months. It's probably longer. Jotting down notes.
It's almost probably 6 months.
Probably, yeah. I think ever since Judge dropped the fly ball, he's been stewing, like, I'm not going to go down easily. And so I think that while Sean clearly won the debate, he had a distinct edge that he's been game planning this for months.
So he's Seth Rollins, I'm Roman Reigns. I don't see it coming. He's got the chair because he knows it's coming, and that's why it was easier for him to win.
Sure, if you want to use that analogy. I would just look at it as one person prepared, the other one was like, I'm not even worried about this. And sometimes that shows up in results. So, Sean, do you feel better now that you got this whole Jalen Judge thing out of your system?
I feel great, Evan. Why don't we fire up the phone calls and have a good close to this show the next 2.5 hours?
Right. By the way, Jalen Brunson's still the king of New York.
I agree.
I mean, let's calm down.
That's the funny thing. He is still the king of New York. Yeah.
You got to re-earn it back if you're Aaron Judge.
Look, Aaron Judge is in a tricky spot, and I kind of feel for him in this regard. There is nothing he can do in this regular season that's going to erase, unfortunately, how last year ended.
Right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts, Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.